Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, August 11th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of finance news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Mountain One Bank honored as a 2025 Best Place to Work by Boston Business Journal. Mountain One Bank has been recognized as one of the Boston Business Journal's 2025 Best Places to Work in the Medium Business category. This prestigious award celebrates companies that excel in creating exceptional workplace cultures. Employees rated their work environment, work-life balance, job satisfaction, and more. The honorees were celebrated at a ceremony on June 12th with Mountain One President and CEO Robert Fraser accepting the award. Robert Fraser highlighted the culture of mutual support and shared commitment at Mountain One. Headquartered in North Adams, MA, Mountain One offers a full range of financial services through its subsidiaries, including banking, insurance, and investments.
Q&A with Amelia Klobchar, Collections Manager at Monterey Financial Services, 5 tips for having difficult conversations in business. Ami Klobchar, Collections Manager at Monterey Financial Services, shares insights on navigating difficult conversations in business. With 14 years of experience in various roles, she emphasizes leading with intention, not avoiding tough talks, empathizing with others, building rapport in 10 seconds, and educating while offering clear options. The finance and collections industry has shifted toward a human-centered approach, focusing on financial health and sustainable recovery. Ami's leadership style prioritizes transparency, fairness, and purpose, creating a culture of growth and trust. By approaching challenging discussions with empathy and care, she helps her team and clients navigate tough situations effectively.
Royalty Management Holding Corporation announces second quarter 2025 financial results and reports 374% year-over-year, six-month revenue growth. Royalty Management Holding Corporation has announced their second quarter 2025 financial results, showing a 374% year-over-year revenue growth. The company reported total revenues of over $2.2 million for the first half of 2025, compared to approximately $416,000 for the same period in 2024. Total assets increased to approximately $16.9 million, with total shareholders' equity rising to about $14 million. The company's CEO, Thomas Sov, highlighted the company's expansion and revenue growth, with key investments contributing to overall growth. Royalty Management also paid its inaugural quarterly cash dividend to shareholders in the second quarter of 2025, with a focus on creating shareholder value through organic and acquisitive expansion, as well as new thematic investments in critical minerals and rare earth elements.
Investor news breaks: Soluwin Holdings, NASDAQ SWIN, hits $100 million in transaction volume for licensed coin-in-coin-out services. Soluwin Holdings, a financial services firm, announced that its subsidiary Solomon JFZ Asia Holdings Limited has achieved $100 million in transaction volume for licensed coin-in and coin-out services in Hong Kong. This milestone follows Solomon's recent licensing from the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission, allowing regulated fiat-to-digital asset connectivity. Solomon's platform meets strict compliance standards, including asset custody, AML-KYC, and market integrity requirements. Soluwin plans to deepen partnerships with stablecoin issuers, explore institutional staking products, and expand into real-world asset tokenization and institutional-grade DeFi solutions. For more information, visit Soluwin's website at soluwin.io. DC Blocks lands $1.5 billion green loan to develop Atlanta Data Center Campus. DC Blocks has secured $1.15 billion in green loan financing for a data center campus in Douglas County, Georgia. The funds will support a 120-megawatt data center with an additional 80 megawatts available by 2027. This project follows recent DC Blocks expansions across the Southeast, including hyperscale edge nodes. With Atlanta being the fastest-growing data center market in the U.S., DC Blocks is poised for significant growth. The financing, led by ING Capital LLC, Mizuho Bank, Litid, and Natixis CIB, positions DC Blocks to meet the rising demand for digital infrastructure in the region. Post Road Group, a key investor, commended DC Blocks' customer-focused approach. For more information, visit www.dcblocks.com.
Saxo Bank foresees further bullish movement for gold this year. Saxo Bank anticipates further bullish movement for gold this year, despite recent sideways trading. The bank believes there is still room for upward movement, with a potential shift if gold drops below $2,945 an ounce. This outlook could benefit entities like Platinum Group Metals Ltd., TM, and attract more investment. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news. Retargeting, reinvented, drip campaigns arrive in digital banking to drive timely, personalized engagement. DeepTarget Inc., a leader in AI-powered digital marketing for financial institutions, has announced its summer 2025 release, featuring the launch of drip campaigns for digital banking ads. These campaigns automatically deliver personalized messages to customers at the right time based on their behavior. Unlike traditional email drips, DeepTarget's drip campaigns operate within online and mobile banking channels, eliminating the need for managing email lists. This new feature allows for more personalized engagement and increased conversion opportunities within the digital banking environment. Marketers can deliver ads based on user actions, delays, or specific dates, visualize and manage sequences, and assign destination URLs. The summer 2025 release also includes usability enhancements and performance optimizations across DeepTarget's DXP platform, offering community financial institutions a powerful tool to sustain attention and drive conversion in the digital banking journey. Amazon takes stake in IonQ, raising the quantum computing stakes. Amazon.com Inc. deepens its bet on quantum computing by taking a $36.7 million equity stake in IonQ Inc. This move highlights Amazon's interest in emerging technologies beyond AI. The investment strengthens IonQ's ties to Amazon Web Services, adding to the competition among hyperscalers for quantum capabilities. IonQ, already serving AWS and Microsoft Corp's Azure, is in a high-stakes race to commercialize quantum solutions. Shares of IonQ rose 3.5% to $41.90, with an average price target of $45. Analysts see massive upside potential in IonQ, as quantum computing promises exponential processing power improvements. Amazon's stake signifies a strategic commitment to quantum technology, aiming to control the infrastructure of a quantum-enabled economy.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.